Good morning. Excuse me. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Almost Heaven, Devotions for the Journey Home, we're looking at the topic of heaven, the kingdom of God being a home with family. The Bible says that it is under Christ that God's entire family has derived its name. One of the things about this season that we're in, the Christmas season, really the broad holiday season stretching from Christmas through New Year's, is it's often known as a time for family. In fact, I'm participating, and tomorrow I'll be sharing a message in our Holiday Treasure series at Deer Run on the gift of life. But this entire month, we're going through and we're looking at some of the treasures of the holiday season, some of the treasures specifically that we have because of Jesus that we ought to be sharing. And one of those treasures, and there are so many of them, but one of them that didn't make the list of four that we're covering specifically is this treasure of family. It's really woven throughout the rest of the gifts that we'll talk about, but to recognize that we have others around us. And I don't know, perhaps you've grown up in a family that didn't act a whole lot like a family, that did not care for one another, that you felt set aside or pushed aside, perhaps were neglected or abused even. And I can assure you that this family that we're looking at today is not like that. Oh, the people in it may not always act the way we ought to act, but the father of this family, he's always the same. He's always consistent. He's always full of love and mercy and compassion. Even in his righteousness, in his judgment, he does what is right. God says in his word that it is he who sets the lonely in families. We live in a time where we need one another more than ever, even as we're told to stay away from one another. A lot of turmoil in the world today as far as what we can do, what we should do, what we ought to do. And in the midst of all of that, whatever it needs to look like, God calls us to live as family. And sometimes that living as family is uncomfortable. As we learn about one another, as we learn from one another, as we learn how to respect and honor each other, as we learn the similarities of the family, and as we learn the uniqueness of the family. You see, the heart behind this devotional book was all about seeing what the Bible says about heaven or the kingdom of God so that we could live as better kingdom citizens here on earth, knowing that these are characteristics that God says are a part of His kingdom. And when we recognize that a part of His kingdom is living as family, then perhaps that is one of those areas that we really need to practice here on earth. A family does a lot of things for one another. A healthy family supports and encourages one another without enabling them to continue in bad behavior. A healthy family will call out other family members when their actions are detrimental to the family at large. A family cares and loves. A healthy family will look out for those that are weak among them. They will carry one another's burdens. They will protect one another, even as they disagree among themselves. It's one of those unique characteristics of a good and healthy family. Is it even when disagreement exists among siblings, even when they're at odds with one another, there's always this element that will protect them, one another, from anyone from the outside. When we live in Christ, when we live in His kingdom, we're not always going to have the same opinion about everything. And that's okay. And sometimes our disagreements can seem very sharp. But when we live as family, we do not let those disagreements keep us from protecting the reputation of one another, from protecting from the outside attacks of the enemy. You see, we have this home with family, a family that we can look to, that we can learn from, that we can grow with. I don't know about those that have been adopted into families. I suspect it probably depends a little bit on the age that you were when you were adopted. Some are adopted as infants, and the family that they grow up in, that they live with, is the only family that they've really known. And I would suspect that in most ways it seems a lot like family. But for those who are adopted into a family as older children, who perhaps have memories of a previous family that maybe was less than ideal, or perhaps memories of a previous family that seemed ideal to them, but for whatever reason, they were not able to continue to be a part of it. But I would suspect within that there's an element of time required to learn how to be a part of this new family. The same is true with marriage. You not only learn to be a part of a new family as husband and wife, but in the process, you ought to learn, or should attempt to learn, how to be a part of the other's family, the extended family that is new to you, who probably have similarities in the way the family lives and does things, but probably have differences. And sometimes within the holiday seasons, those differences are amplified. Well, that's not the way we did it. Well, this is the right way because this is the way we always did it. You see, it's easy to draw up sides. But when we recognize that we are a part of a new family, we do what it takes to learn. And when we recognize we're a part of the new family of God, we've been grafted in with so many others from so many unique and special backgrounds, that to say, this is the way I like it, this is the way I've always done it, isn't going to work to maintain family unity, to maintain family peace. You're going to have to sit down and listen to one another. You're going to have to sit down and learn how you can honor one another. You see, as we live as family, we live in a series of adaptations. So I think that's why God says that we should consider the needs of others above our own. And if we're all doing that, then in reality, all of our needs are cared for and honored and lifted up. It's just we're not doing that ourselves. Others are doing that for us just as we are doing it for them. You see, when we live as family, we have something that the world wants. When we live as the family of God, we ought to present a picture to the world, a picture of belonging and caring and loving that is difficult, if not impossible, to find anywhere else. One of the things that caused the early church to grow in the first century was the widespread reputation that they loved one another, that they cared for one another. And it's not that they neglected the world that they lived in, but it appears that their primary focus was making sure that the family of God that they were a part of, was taken care of. It's why in the book of Acts we read of the group of believers that there was not a needy person among them. That they had learned to love and to share and to live as family. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to spend time talking and listening to God about your family. Your physical, earthly family. How well do you do that? Has it been a good family, or has it been an exceptionally dysfunctional family? I say exceptionally because I think all families are dysfunctional at some level or the other because they're full of people. How can you live as a better representative of Jesus in the midst of your family? And as you pray, pray about how you're living as a part of the family of God, as a member of His family. Are you embracing the rest of your family members, the ones that are similar to you as well as the ones that are different from you? Are you learning to accept one another in love, just as in Christ God has accepted you? Are you learning to value the differences rather than letting the differences divide? Are you learning to walk in humility and submission to one another and sharing a love that crosses all human boundaries, the boundaries that we draw up of income and economics, the boundaries we draw up of race and background, the boundaries we draw up of education or lack of, the boundaries we draw up of where you live or don't live. We're pretty good at drawing boundaries. But in the family, those need to come down. And we learn to love like Jesus loves. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that has put us in families. You've put us in families here on earth, but more importantly, you've called us into your family. We've been redeemed, bought back from the enemy that we sold ourselves to through sin, so that we can belong to your family, that we can be called children of God, because that is what we are. So, Father, today as we pray about the families that we live in, may we examine more fully than ever before the type of family member that we've become. And may we look at your word for how you would have us to live in this family, in our family here on earth as well as in our family of yours. And Father, as we live in that family, may we learn to honor and respect one another. May we look at others as brothers and sisters, of those having equal value and equal right and equal place to where we are. May we protect them just as we would protect our physical brothers and sisters. May we challenge them, may we correct them when needed, just as we would our blood relatives. May we take and accept correction from them. Father, all knowing that we're doing so under your authority, under your headship as our Father, as our God. And Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities, I pray that they would know that they belong. I think of so many children across our world that have no place that they feel safe at. Some have no home, and those there are some that have a home that they simply do not feel safe in. I pray that our eyes and our ears would be open to care for those children, to show love, to help and to instruct parents if that can be helpful and needed. And for our own children that we love and that we care for, may we help them to see the value they have in our family. And even more importantly, may we help them to see the value they have in God's family. Father, as we live life in this Christmas season, I think of the value of children. I think of your word talking about the cry that rose as Herod had all the boys killed. And I think of the cry that rises to your throne as we continue to kill children for the sake of convenience, for the sake of family planning, for the sake of selfishness. Father, as we live as family, may we learn to protect and value our children. Father, as we live as family, may we learn to protect and value everyone. And as we live as family, may we continually lift up the name of Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.